This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our cancer prevention, health, and skin care channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Cassandra Hakala, COO and film producer at Dermatel, a nonprofit determined to advance awareness about dermatologic diseases amongst students and to increase access to high-quality dermatologic care for undeserved patients worldwide. Cassandra, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So to kick things off, what can you tell me about Dermatel's film division, Derm Films?
Okay, so yeah, Derm Films is a relatively new division of Dermatel. It was just established late last year, and it was established to basically create a common language for our audiences. And it's because there's a major problem with reaching wide audiences when it comes to dermatologic issues. And it's because both public announcements and even the government is failing to protect many of its citizens. So we are now trying to bridge the gap and using film as that medium to educate and spread awareness. And so over the next few years, we're going to be releasing several films on a number of different derm topics using derm films as our medium.
Tell us, if you would, what is Operation Hashtag Ban the Tan about?
So Operation Ban the Tan is our newest film from Derm Films, and it's a short documentary that is taking on the tanning bed industry, which is quite the feat. And it's because over 28 million people per year still use tanning beds, even though it's a known carcinogen, and 17 million of those are college-age students. And this film investigates why that number is still so high while showing the adverse effects of using indoor tanning beds.
And will the film be nonpartisan?
This film is nonpartisan, and it will feature interviews with politicians from both sides of the aisle, because this issue is not about left or right, and it's not about who's right and who's wrong. It's about ending a disease that kills millions and millions of people per year and ending, you know, the most common form of cancer and sparking the dialogue to make this a national issue.
Certainly awesome what you guys are doing today. We are with Cassandra Hakala, COO and film producer at Dermatel, a nonprofit skin cancer awareness organization here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Skin Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Cassandra, how much money do you guys need in fundraising to see this through?
We are looking to fundraise at least $20,000 to get this film to production and distribution, and that money will go to pre-production, film equipment, and editing. And we do have a Kickstarter that will be up to $60,000, but we do need at least the $20,000 mark to see our film through.
Now, where can people learn more about Dermatel and Operation Hashtag Ban the Tan?
Yeah, it's really easy to learn more about us. You can visit our website at dermatel.org, and we also have Facebook pages, Twitter pages, Pinterest pages. You just search Dermatel, and you can find us. And then to find out more about Operation Ban the Tan, you can just visit our page at banthetanfilm.org, and our Kickstarter page is right there.
Again, Cassandra, thanks for your time, all the success, and certainly look forward to an update here in the future right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. Have a great day. We have been speaking with Cassandra Hakala, COO and film producer at Dermatel, a nonprofit skin cancer awareness organization. And for more information, simply visit dermatel.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Skin Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.